Jharikhand Animals, Maddened by Krishna Prem. On his way to Jharikhand Forest, Mahaprabhu abandoned walking on the well-known public road and instead went along a bypass. He thus kept the city of Cuttack on his right as he entered the forest. When the Lord passed through the solitary forest, chanting the holy names of Krishna, the tigers and elephants, seeing him, gave way. When the Lord passed through the jungle in great ecstasy, packs of tigers, elephants, rhinoceros and boars came, and the Lord passed right through them. Balabhadra Bhattacharya was very afraid to see them, but by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's influence, all the animals stood to one side. One day, a tiger was lying on the path, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, walking along the path in ecstatic love, touched the tiger with his feet. The Lord said, "Chant the holy names of Krishna." The tiger immediately got up and began to dance and to chant, "Krishna, Krishna." Another day, while Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was bathing in a river, a herd of maddened elephants came there to drink water. While the Lord was bathing and murmuring the Gayatri Mantra, the elephants came before him. The Lord immediately splashed some water on the elephants and asked them to chant the name of Krishna. The elephants, whose bodies were touched by the water splashed by the Lord, began to chant, "Krishna, Krishna," and began to dance and sing in ecstasy. Some of the elephants fell to the ground, and some screamed in ecstasy. Seeing this, Balabhadra Bhattacharya was completely astonished. Sometimes, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanted very loudly while passing through the jungle. Hearing his sweet voice, all the does came near him. Hearing the Lord's great vibration, all the does followed him left and right. While reciting a verse with great curiosity, the Lord patted them. "Blessed are all these foolish animals, because they have approached Maharaj Nanda's son, who is gorgeously dressed and is playing on his flute. Indeed, both the does and the bucks worship the Lord with looks of love and affection." While Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was passing through the jungle, many tigers came. Joining the deer, the tigers began to follow the Lord. Seeing the tigers and deer following him, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately remembered the land of Vrindavan. Vrindavan is the transcendental abode of the Lord. There is no hunger, anger or thirst there. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Chant Krishna, Krishna," the tigers and deer began to chant, "Krishna, Krishna," and dance. When all the tigers and does jumped and danced, Balabhadra Bhattacharya was struck with wonder. Indeed, the tigers and deer began to embrace and kiss one another. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw all this fun, he began to smile. Finally, he left the animals and continued on his way. Various birds, including the peacock, saw Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and began to follow him, chanting and dancing. They were all maddened by the holy name of Krishna. When the Lord loudly chanted, "Hari Bol," the trees and creepers became jubilant to hear him. Thus, all living entities in the forest of Jharikhand, some moving and some standing still, became maddened by hearing the holy name of Lord Krishna, vibrated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In all the villages through which the Lord passed, and in all the places he rested on his journey, everyone was purified and awakened to ecstatic love of Godhead. Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki jai!